again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 194 in a series of 260 chapters that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years here, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely where Fitz left off. Up through 192 programs, I dealt primarily with the past 50 years. Yesterday, I had to go back a few years beyond 1946, in fact, to about 1930, to set the stage for the story of this man, Albert V. Edwards, who served as mayor here from 1932 to 69, 37 years, and probably a record for any mayor in the country. In the darkest years of the Al Edwards tenure, that was from about 1930 till World War II, while the mayor could be tough on holding down necessary expenses, he had a heart as big as gold, and he would work with the Salvation Army to make up Christmas baskets for the needy. Now, between he and Captain George Gibbons of the Salvation Army, this is what a typical 1932 Christmas basket contained. One chicken, a can of milk, 2 pounds of dried beans, a can of corn and tomatoes, 6 pounds of flour, 10 pounds of corn meal, 10 pounds of potatoes, 1 can of peaches, 12 apples, 6 oranges, a loaf of bread, 1 pound of coffee, 2 pounds of sugar, 5 pounds of rice, 1 pound of lard, and packages of Jell-O and raisins. I was 8 years old then, and while we never got one of the Salvation Army boxes, I guess we weren't quite poor enough, I can assure you one of them would certainly have been welcomed. The men who served under Chief Otis Powers back then were S.E. Seth Edmondson, he of Harley-Davidson motorcycle fame. There was Gaston Freeman, W.C. Davis, G.T. Orr, Clarence J. Edney, who would succeed Chief Powers, J. Maxwell, Everett C. Orr, who would succeed Edney, and L.E. Thompson. They were not only the police, they were the firemen, too. For a while, the county didn't even have a county agent's office, but later, G.D. White would serve as chairman of relief and say that no relief would be given to anybody who didn't plant a garden and try to help themselves. To regain its spirit and try to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, the civic clubs sponsored picnics, trade days, fairs, and festivals. A few new businesses began to open. Jenny Bowen's Dress Shop, Reliable Furniture Company, the old Rex Theater, which had burned, was now refitted and running again. And with federal funds, the old rock gymnasium was built, and many people said, that dang thing's too big, nobody will ever use it. In the summer months and 2 weeks before Christmas, colored lights would be hung across Main Street to lend a festive air. The CCC boys came to town and built a brand new road from Green River to Cedar Mountain. And economists all agree the one thing that broke the back of the Depression was World War II. And there again, it was Mayor Al Edwards attending every meeting to sell war bonds, to collect scrap metal, to assist local organizations in working with the USO. The old fighter of the 6th Company was always on hand to see the busloads of young men get coffee and donuts before boarding their buses to head off to World War II. And when they returned, there stood Mayor Al, not only with his personal greetings, but with his encouragement. You fought the war. Now's the time to come home, and we'll all work together to build on to this little town God has so richly blessed. And he meant every word of it. Mayor Al told me that when I was to be a member of what was the Planning and Zoning Board, he had faith in my ability, and then later he said I would be chairman of the board. We made trips together, one I mentioned earlier, where the mayor, Dan Vismore, Melvin Hatch, and Bill Powers and I drove to Raleigh to make a pitch for Four Seasons Boulevard. Though very few people knew it, I was taught the hard way that Mayor Al could occasionally pull a practical joke. He'd asked me to go with him to a meeting to be held in Asheville where elected officials from all over Western North Carolina would give their opinion on whether they preferred I-40 to intersect with I-26 on Asheville's east side or its west side. When we arrived, the mayor, being an elected official, was ushered to his seat. I finally found a spot sitting on the ledge of an open window. The hearing droned on until the presiding officer called on A.V. Edwards, mayor of Hendersonville. Al rose to his feet and said simply, Kermit Edney will give Hendersonville's position on this matter. I was flabbergasted. He had never given me an inkling of his thoughts on this. So I hit the floor and, with great rhetoric and disingenuous pitch, but with great feeling, I tried to make myself sound a little bit like Al, with God so richly blessing us, our marvelous people, what's best for each other. But I really didn't say one thing, not one specific thing. It drew a nice round of applause, And when we got back in the car, I just stared ahead, saying nothing. And Al began laughing and said, "You did real good in there. I just like to test you out once in a while." I remember when I emceed what was described as his big day for Mayor Al, there was a regiment of fine speakers locally. Frank Fitzsimmons Sr., Dr. Ross Deeds, Wiltshire Griffith, Dr. Sam Falvo, J.B. Maxwell, Joe Orr, William Ward, James Stevens, Jim Fain. And the former mayor brought the house down when he looked wryly at the audience after being told over and over again he was the all-time vote-getting champion in elections. And then he stood and said, "If I had Jim Fain at the Times News and Kermit Edney running my campaign, I'd run for president of France." What a personal friend, Al Edwards. What devotion to this little town, as he said, God is so richly blessed. This from the seventh child of the seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here. The good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.